The following reply was sent today in reply to the message of President Roosevelt directed last night. The reply was directed by Professor Mokitsky, the President of the Polish Republic. I highly appreciate the most important and noble message which Your Excellency was good enough to address to me. I would like to emphasize that the Polish government always considered direct negotiations between governments as the most appropriate method of solving difficulties which may arise between states. We consider this method all the more fitting when adopted between neighboring countries. It was with this principle in view that Poland concluded her pacts of non-aggression with Germany and the Union of Soviet Republics. We consider likewise the message of conciliation to a third party as disinterested and impartial as Your Excellency to be a just and equitable method in the solution of controversies arising between nations. While naturally wishing to avoid even the semblance of availing myself of this occasion to raise the points at issue, I nevertheless consider it my duty to point out that in this crisis it is not Poland who is preferring any claim or demanding concessions from any other nation. It is therefore only natural that Poland agrees to refrain from any positive act of hostility, provided the other party also agrees to refrain from any such act, direct or indirect. In conclusion, may I express my ardent wish that Your Excellency's appeal for peace may contribute towards general appeasement, which the people of the world so thoroughly need to return once more to the blessed path of progress and civilization. Signed, Ignacy Mościcki. News which arrived last night about the conclusion and signature of the Pact of Alliance between Poland and England were received in Warsaw with great satisfaction. Extra editions of newspapers which appeared in the streets were bought out in very short time by the public. A large crowd of people gathered before the British Embassy that manifested for the Anglo-Polish friendship. In the authoritative quarters, the alliance was described as one of the most important events clearly defining the present political structure of Europe and the collaboration of both countries in all fields. It is pointed out that since Napoleon, England never committed herself in such way to the continental politics. The fact is of defensive nature and includes an interesting obligation in case of menacing the neutrality or independence of another European state, which would involve the menace for safety of one of the signatories. The mutual assistance is automatic, and besides, special military, air, and naval agreements precise the collaboration of both armies and navies. The rapid conclusion of the negotiations and the signature of the treaty were considered in the political quarters in Warsaw as a reply to the firework of Germany with the pact of non-aggression with Russia. The effect of that firework is considered here as completely failed. The aggressive activities of Germany, which during the last days were only sporadic, multiplied today. At midnight, a German gang at the frontier of Silesia crossed to Poland and opened fire on the frontier post Krivel, throwing four hand grenades. Later on, three other assaults of that kind happened along the Silesian frontier in the Rybnik district. Gangs of 30 to 100 men were shooting at frontier posts Valencice, Sumina, and Zworowice. At Sumina, 50 men were shooting to the Polish frontier posts from behind the German frontier and were protected by a range of military machine guns, which, however, did not shoot. At Zworowice, the German terrorists were shooting incessantly for several hours. New incidents happened in spite of very energetic protests from Monsieur Lipski, the Polish ambassador in Berlin.
Another series of incidents happened near the Polish East Prussia, from East Prussian frontier. In the afternoon at 5 p.m., near Pelta village, north of Ostrowenka, a German military patrol crossed the frontier and in the distance of over half a mile from the border, it met a patrol of Polish frontier guards and opened fire at it from a submachine gun. The Polish patrol replied with fire and forced the Germans to withdraw back to East Prussia. At the place of the incident, the dead leader of the German patrol was left, who appeared to be Corporal Kastelhagen of the 3rd Squadron, 1st Regiment of Cavalry at Angerburg, East Prussia. The Polish ambassador in Berlin received orders to present a very firm protest at the German government concerning this case. The body of the dead corporal, after necessary formalities, will be handed over to the German authorities. At the Polish seacoast, several cases of transgression of the Polish frontier by German military airplanes happened during the day. At 4:40 and 4:50 p.m., two Henkel planes appeared at the height of 500 and 1,700 meters over Red Wawa, about 1.5 miles from Gdynia. The Polish anti-aircraft guns opened fire at them and forced them to withdraw to the territory of Danzig. At 2:20, a German military single-engine seaplane with its swastika and the cross of German Air Force appeared over Gdynia and was also chased back by the Polish anti-aircraft artillery. The German official agency, DNB, was impudent enough to report about the transgression of the Polish forbidden area near the Hel Peninsula, where Polish naval enforcements are built, by a German plane. The German agency charged the Polish authorities with shooting at that plane, falsely reporting that it flew not over the Polish territory. In that report, however, that agency forgot to add that the forbidden areas are very well marked on German air maps, and no pilot can excuse himself with their ignorance. Besides, they are mentioned in the International Piloting Book and even on the popular map, Verkehrskarte des Deutschen Reiches, where they are clearly visible. Every plane which flies over the forbidden area is and will be in future shot at. The Germans have less reasons for astonishment than anybody else, as they were the first to introduce temporary prohibitions of flying, for instance, over Berchtesgaden, over Berlin during the Great Parade, or over Tannenberg. Such prohibitions are always accompanied with a warning that German anti-aircraft artillery will shoot at all planes transgressing the forbidden areas. In reply to the appeal of Leopold III, King of the Belgians, the President of Polish Republic sent the following telegram. I have made acquaintance with the noble speech of Your Majesty, sincerely admiring the principles expressed there. Poland has always defended the ideals according to which a durable strength can never be founded on injustice made to the weaker. Also, she always saw the best guarantee of the peace in the settlement of international problems in direct negotiations based on equity and respect for mutual rights and interests. This is the end of our news in English for today.